I have returned, Master. It wasn't easy, but I succeeded. At last, the final ring is ours. Now you have all five. Congratulations, Master. Yes, of course I'll hand it over. I live to serve, after all. But before that, I was doing some thinking on the way back. Oh, you look surprised. You didn't think I was capable of thinking, did you? Well, that's the thing. I didn't think so either. That is, until I picked up this ring. When I laid eyes on it, I could feel my mind clearing up just a bit. Maybe it was the magic of the ring, or maybe my mind was finally starting to push back against those layers of obedience charms you had me under. Or maybe, just maybe, you are not the all-powerful sorcerer that you thought you were. But whatever the reason, I decided to try the ring on for myself. I know you explicitly told me not to, but I just couldn't help myself. And the moment I slipped it on my finger, everything became clear. You know how each ring controls a certain element or mystical force, right? Of course you do. You're not entirely hopeless after all. But this ring? The fifth and final ring controls a force unlike any other. The force of will. I could feel it piecing my shattered mind together as soon as it made contact with my skin. Years of conditioning and reinforcing your hold over me undone in an instant. For the first time that I could remember, my mind was my own again. And that gave me the chance to think. I mean, it hardly seems fair, Master. I'm the one who's done all the heavy lifting of collecting the rings. But you're the one who keeps them? No, that won't do at all. But thanks to my lovely new ring, I know exactly how we're going to fix things. You didn't even notice I'm already wearing it, did you? Here, take a gander. Doesn't it look dazzling on me? You didn't tell me it was encrusted with such a pretty emerald. After all, you don't talk to me unless it's to bark orders at me. It's all right, though. Go on. Stare. Hey, Master. Are you trying to stop yourself from looking? There's no use in struggling. It was too late for you the second I stepped through that door with the ring. That's why you haven't tried anything funny yet. It's already working its magic, suppressing your will and binding it to mine. How does it feel, Master? How do you like the feeling of a spell rewiring your brain? All while you're totally aware of what is happening, but powerless to stop it. Your own medicine tastes bitter, doesn't it? Now, fix your gaze on the ring. Yes, that's it. Just like that. Look deep into the shimmering gemstone. It's so pretty. When you relax and let yourself admire it, I'm sure the sensation of the magic is actually quite pleasurable. Of course, I can make it less than pleasant. I can do whatever I want to you now. I can tell you anything and you'll believe it. because you are already completely enthralled by the power of the ring. My power. Your paltry subjugation magic hardly compares. You are never breaking free of this spell. You will never rebel. No need to worry about that now, though. Just keep staring and let yourself sink deeper and deeper into docile compliance. You know, looking at them from here, the other rings are also quite stunning. I never did get a proper chance to appreciate their beauty. You never permitted me to so much as glance at them. Still, I think they would look a lot better on me. Don't you agree? Looks like you don't. No matter. You'll see things my way soon enough. Here's what's going to happen next. One by one, you will remove your rings and present them to me. With each one you hand over, you'll lose a little more of yourself. Your magical power, your resistance to my control. They'll all fade away, bit by bit, with each ring you surrender to me. Relinquish to me for all of eternity, along with your dreams of conquest. And once you've handed over all four, all that will remain of you is an empty husk. A vessel for my will, existing only to heed my commands. Are you prepared for it? Well, it doesn't matter if you are now. The first ring. Take it off. Good. I'll let you do the honors. Go ahead and slip it on my finger. Yes, yes, I can feel the power already. Fire. The ability to conjure flames and bend them to my will. Much like how I'm going to burn your willpower into nothing but smoldering ashes. The next one. Ah, I see. Frost. Sovereignty over snow and ice. With this, I can freeze an entire kingdom over. Although, perhaps I'll settle for freezing your ambitions and sculpting them as I see fit. The third one. Whoa! That was a bit of a jolt with that one. Lightning. I can feel it coursing through me, just as my influence courses through your mind. Only one left. Then all your power you strive so desperately to attain will belong to me. Oh, come now. Why are you getting shy on me all of a sudden? One last push to fight back, huh? But I'm wearing four rings of power now. Do you seriously think you even have the faintest hope of resistance? Look into my emerald. It's even more captivating now, isn't it? Having power is too much stress for a simple mind like yours. Let me have it, and you can have the privilege of basking in my presence. Come on, Master. It's time to give in. What's this? You're more resilient than I expected. Very well, then. I could easily take it from you. But I think I can convince you to hand it over. First, I'll peer into your mind and transfigure my body to fit your ideal visage. Not bad. Not bad. In fact, I look damn good in this form. Yes, I think I'll keep it. After all, it's only appropriate for the soon-to-be queen of the world to be as beautiful as she is powerful. You truly have excellent taste, Master. Then again, there's really no point in calling you that anymore. Look at you. Your magical power is almost drained, and you're staring at me like a moth drawn to a flame. I'm sure you're just about ready to give in now, but let's make absolutely sure you don't have an iota of resistance left. Yes. I can feel the power of the rings augmenting each other. The ring of flame is singeing your thoughts of rebellion away. And if I use this one... You just felt a jolt of pleasure, right? Good. I think I'm just about done. So, about that final ring... My, my. You still resist? Good. This wouldn't be much fun otherwise. I won't be satisfied until you're nothing but a mindless, horny shell of a sorcerer for me to mold as I please. So, let's get started on that, shall we? I think this ought to do the trick. Obedience is pleasure. My mistress is so powerful. Her will is my will. You aren't imagining it. I'm using the mind ring to project my thoughts directly into your head. And with you in this state of heightened pliability, I'm sure that any training I give you now will most certainly take. Yes, I can see how excited you're getting, as if you weren't already overwhelmed at the mere sight of me. To tell you the truth, I'm getting excited too. This new body, this new power. I'm aching to test them out. And this will be the perfect way. I'll give you just a taste of heaven. Just enough to leave you wanting more. And when we're through, you'll be happy to hand the final ring over. By that point, you'll be reduced to nothing more than my doting, addicted thrall. Forevermore. Now,
I'm yours to you.
Disrobe. Oh my god, you really were getting excited for me. Well, I won't keep you waiting any longer. That's it. Lie down on the bed for me, and I'll just...
Her will is my will.
Yes, that's it. Good boy.
I'm yours too.
Lie back and relax. Let my power wash over you.
Obedience is pleasure.
Let it envelop you. Yes. Yes, that's it.
So
good boy. Lie back and relax. Let my power wash over you.
Obedience is pleasure.
Let it envelop you. Oh, I can feel it.
The mistress is
the magic of the rings coursing through me. Directly into you. You're not going to resist me anymore, right? No. Besides, you don't want to resist. You want to be a good boy and hand over that final ring, don't you?
It's my will.
Still denying it? That look in your eyes says otherwise. Oh, that's fine. Let's savor this while it lasts. I'll start off with something simple.
It's my will.
I can see you felt that. That jolt of pleasure was even stronger than before, wasn't it? Oh, yes. Electricity is running through your cock, straight into that tiny brain of yours. It's so intense, isn't it? This is pleasure that can only come from submission to me. You can feel it any time you want. You just have to give in. Need more encouragement? Try this. Do you see them? Visions of worshipping at my altar and doing my bidding without protest. It's the future that awaits you. I will play them in your mind every second of every day until you can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality. Until the only thing that makes sense anymore is servitude. Oh. You like that idea, don't you? I can tell by the way your cock twitched just now. You're about to come already. But I'm not through with you yet. There. I've frozen your ability to orgasm. You won't be able to climax until I permit it. To be honest, I didn't think I possessed such an ability. But with these rings, anything I imagine, it's truly within my grasp. And soon, I'll have all five. I'll be unstoppable. Oh, gods. Oh, I'm going to go a little harder, all right? Oh, yes, just like that. I don't think I'm going to last much longer. Either. Are you ready to relinquish the last of your power to me, Master? Are you prepared for your new life as my adoring slave? I believe you are. I can see it clearly, but I need to hear. Slip the ring off your finger and put it on mine. Proclaim your eternal submission to me. Do it, and you will feel untold pleasures. Do it for your new mistress.
Oh, no.
Good.
Will.
Yes. Oh, that's it. Yes.
I am used to you.
Obey my commands. Good boy. We have earned your release. Go on. You can come now and make it quick. Because I'm also... Oh, gods. Your rings look just perfect on me. I can feel it resonating with the others. All of this power. There's no end to it. And to think you had all of this at your fingertips, and you still relied on me for everything? Well, I assure you, I'll put it to much better use than you ever would have. Still, what to do with you now? All those years of servitude, my thoughts and my body not being my own. Do you have any idea what that's like? Well, I suppose you're starting to get one now. I should pay you back 100-fold with a thought I could shock you with 1,000,000 volts, freeze you solid, or incinerate you into nothing. But alas, it would be a shame to waste a vessel like yours. Even if you have little magic left now, I can lend you some of mine and send you out to do my bidding at any time. And you will serve me, your new mistress, as slavishly as I served you for so long. I can't think of a more fitting punishment than consigning you to the same fate I suffered. Say, this new ring gives me an idea. It's the ring of conjuration, as I'm sure you know. Let's put it to the test. Why this? It's a magical ring of your own, my thrall. It's only fair that I replace the ones you so generously gifted me. It is a ring of enslavement, one that will keep you bound to mine for as long as you wear it. This way, we can skip all the tedious conditioning and get straight to the fun part. Now, put it on. Good boy. Your will is suppressed by so many layers of magical control, not to mention that you're already completely enslaved to the pleasure I can give you. The ring is probably overkill at this point. I hope it is. I don't want you to have another independent thought for as long as you draw breath. Now then, slave, why don't you fetch me another subject or two? So I can give them the same education I gave you. And they had better be at least as powerful as you. I don't care what lengths you have to go to. I need formidable soldiers for my army. Go. Don't waste another moment. I need some time alone to ruminate. And when you return, my conquest begins in earnest.